easy to register an account podcast episode number 1125. We're talking today about Cascadian beer. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. It seems natural that a darker version of the same style would emerge, but if it were a heavily hopped black ale brewed in the 1990s by Vermont brewer Greg Noonan, the claim is widely unfounded. At the end of January 2010, a group of brewers from the NW coined the term CDA and recommended it to the BJCP and GABF, who were to decide on the future, but they ultimately chose American-style black ale. Skull was founded in 2003 and there is no evidence of its involvement in the craft beer movement in Canada. The name of the style, and part of its style itself, has caused little concern in the brewing world. Cascading Dark Ale, also known as Black IPA or India Black Ale, is a type of beer that has recently become increasingly popular. I don't want to argue about it here, but many other people have already complained about the oxymoronic nature of the name, Black IPA. Black India Pale Ale is an oxymoron, which means that if a black ale tastes more like an India Pale Ale than a stout or another dark ale, it tastes like a dark beer. The Cascadia region covers the region between Oregon, Washington, Oregon and British Columbia in the USA and the Pacific Northwest. While the debate raged over who had invented the black IPA style first, brewers in the Cascade region were the first to submit a new category of Cascadian Dark Ale to the Brewers Association for the Great American Beer Festival, due to a debate that has raged since the invention of the black IPA style. The Brewers Association approved the application and changed the name to American Style India Black Ale, not to deter brewers from other regions of the country but to keep the brewness on its side. It was rolled out in a limited number of bottles as there was no way to distinguish it from a British-style Black Indian Ale. Imagine the poor bartender in a busy, noisy pub trying to determine which IPA you've just ordered, writes beer blogger Lisa Morrison. This is a superficial argument, but the real story is that the Pacific Northwest has long been home to some of the country's high-quality craft breweries, and the locals want something in return. One way to put together a recipe for this type of beer would be to start with an established IPA recipe and then share some of the established dark ale recipes we enjoy. I wanted Cascadia on its dark ales, so I opted for a porter with a decent amount of black malt. All our hops are grown in the northwest of the U.S. Pacific, but we have to choose from a wide range of hops grown outside the U.S. and Pacific Northwest, as well as hops from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, India, Brazil and Australia. In this example, I will use the IPA recipe for Roswell IPA and insert some aspects of the Colby House Porter, but let's leave out one aspect of this recipe. For example, I will use a blend of Cascade, Amarillo, Centennial and Warrior hops and mix it with a little black malt and a few other ingredients. The serial bill for this carrier is the same as for the Colby House Porter, with the exception of the US 2-row base malt. This leaves the base malt that I want to keep in the beer, but a little more complex in terms of hops and a little less so in terms of hops. The general rule for IPAs is that Crystal Malt is kept at 5% and Roswell IPA at 2.5%. So let's keep a little Munich or Vienna at about the same percentage as in the IPA recipe. There are many IPA styles to choose from, and almost all are brewed with a little crystal malt and lots of hops, but not too much. This type of beer, also known as Cascading Dark Ale, is one of my favorites. Many of these beers account for around 10% of the cereal bill and some porter beers exceed 9% ABV. To be honest, I'm distracted by the above-mentioned brutish and juicy IPAs and not so much by the other beers. The winner of this category at this year's GABF was the Black IPA, a pale ale with a very strong citrus and pine flavor. It uses the typical notes of pine, resin and citrus as they have the classic IPA notes. I'm a bit surprised that the Black IPA ended up somewhere in the middle, but it's still a good beer. If you want to brew a hops dark ale and distinguish it from most other dark ales, you should aim for a relatively dry beer. In contrast to the classic IPA, the use of darker malt brings more mouthfeel to the beer and provides a smoother texture. This is all for today, friends. My name is Marian and this was episode 1125 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts.
Step 2, question mark.
Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.